Price Chopper Rewards gives you more ways to save and more ways to spend your savings. Check the Price Chopper app to see all the offers, then choose to spend them at checkout or at Quick Trip. Price Chopper, fresher ways to save.
Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in a coach from one of our REMAX Big Three games, Josh Korkenmeyer from Blue Valley West. And Coach, you guys had Blue Valley Northwest again this week for the second time this season, and you're coming off a really good win last week. It's been a strange year. There's no doubt about that. It's strange for everybody. You got playoffs next week. Do you feel like your feet are under you as you kind of head to this last week of the season?
Yeah, it's definitely been a strange year, but our kids have done a really nice job of just really focusing on getting better every single week. And, you know, playing a second game, a rematch in the regular season with Blue Valley Northwest, it's not obviously a normal thing, but you know, we're really excited about it because we felt like we did some really good things the first time we played them, and the score wasn't necessarily indicative of, I think, how well we played. And we did some things to kind of shoot ourselves in the foot. And so for our kids, I think this is a great measuring stick to see, you know, how much better they've gotten, because that's really the challenge we have for them every single week, is how much better you can get. So what better way to measure that than play the team you lost to in week one?
Coach, as you approach this game and it's week five on your schedule this year and you've played four games, how much has your offense improved since week one, and what areas of your offense has improved the most during the first 4 weeks?
Yeah, our offense has definitely gotten better in terms of our ability to execute and do all of the little things right. You know, I think we have the ability to be a very explosive offense at times, but I think we were maybe early in the season pressing a little too hard. We weren't taking what the defense was giving us. And that's the players and the coaches. You know, I think we were maybe a little too aggressive and doing some things that maybe not being quite patient enough, I guess, and not playing very good complementary football. And so the kids have done a really good job of taking what the defense gives them and then taking advantage of opportunities when we have times to make some big plays.
Defensively, when you look at Northwest, I know Mikey Pauley really triggers that offense. He's a dual-threat guy. Having a second shot at him, does that make it a little easier preparing this week, saying, okay, we know what they have this time? I know sometimes you get this opportunity in the playoffs, but now you've got a regular season look at it.
Yeah, they're really well coached on both sides of the ball. Defensively, they're really solid. They have a solid game plan and scheme in terms of what they're trying to do, and they do a really good job of executing it. And so, yeah, for us, it's an opportunity for us to see if we can go execute against that game plan that we've already seen once and be a little better at it. And, you know, on offense, yeah, number 10 is a great quarterback and definitely the best quarterback I think we've seen this year. And so it's a great challenge for our defense to try and contain him and go out and play a physical football game and tackle him because, you know, they're going to give it to him a bunch of times. And we're going to have to go be physical with him.
Coach, in terms of prior year experience, how are you guys experience-wise in your secondary?
Well, we start three sophomores, so I'm not sure if there's any. quite honestly, Andrew Bradley, who I think is one of the most talented players in the state, he was our running back and played in our defensive backfield as a three-year returning starter. Had a kid with some Division I offers. He tore his ACL the third play of the game against Blue Valley, and so we had a lot of experience in one player, and he got hurt, so now we have hardly any. But you know what? Those kids have done a really good job of flying around back there, and you know they're going to make some mistakes, but we tell them as long as they do it while they're flying around, we can live with it.
Well, I know that you did graduate a really good senior class last year and had a lot of experience, a deep run. I think Olathe North was glad they didn't have to see you a second time in the playoffs on their trip, on their way to the state championship game. Tell me, how has this young group come together? This has to feel like each week is just not just a week, but maybe like a month without the summer as you've learned and gotten better.
We knew we had a fairly small senior class this year, and we lost obviously a tremendous senior class from last year. So we knew there was going to be some learning curves playing some younger players. Our senior class, even though they're small, has done a really, really good job of providing leadership and played well in some key positions. But, yeah, we have a lot of juniors and sophomores out on the football field, and they've just continued to get better. And you know, with the schedule that we play and some of the teams that we play against, you know, there's going to be some bad moments. And you know, our coaches have tried to be very patient with that and understand that those things are going to happen. And as long as we continue to get better every week and move forward, And quite honestly, the win against Blue Valley North was a great example of that, and it was a great proof for our kids that if you continue to get better and better, you're going to give yourself a chance for success down the road.
Coach, talk for just a couple of minutes about your punt return game and your punt coverage team. How have you guys been with regard to those two special teams?
Well, we got a sophomore punter and a sophomore punt returner. they've done a good job, and those are two really, really important parts of the game. And our special teams coordinator does a really good job with our punt team in terms of protection and getting the ball out of there. We've got a great long snapper. I don't know. We're very fortunate at Blue Valley West. We've had some of the best long snappers anywhere the last, 7 or 8 years where I don't even have to worry about it. So that's a very nice thing. So they do a nice job doing that. And we've got a sophomore punt returner who is just kind of one of those kids that is always in the right place at the right time. And he's done a good job. You know, most half the battle in high school football is just catching the ball, not even getting a punt return, but just the ball so you don't lose field position. So, you know, if he can catch it a couple times a game, we feel pretty good about it.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game this week. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you guys, too.